Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos. And it's not only Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos Chanukah. It's Erev Shabbos Chanukah, which is Rosh Chodesh. All this power, all this light, all combined into one day. Don't neglect it and get ready for it and extract and draw everything you can out of it. This incredible combination, this amazing energy, this amazing light, Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, all in one. Our turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is generously sponsored by Mendy Tzipora Fishman, Schos V'chai Rivka Bat Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi, Ben David Aryeh. Ben David Aryeh. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Yud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to the Jewish people and he said, Matana Tova Yeshli Beis Genazai V'Shabbos Shema. I have this incredible gift and it's in my storehouse and it's called Shabbos. It's called Shabbos. In that Beis Genazav is the Or Haganas. We know that at the time of creation there was a great life, the Or Ein Sof. Hashem is the infinite, endless light. And there was this light of consciousness, light of clarity, light of confidence, light of goodness, light of purity. This light that is the light of the soul, the light of eternity, the light of the infinite, the light of Hashem. And it shone bright during creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it aside, the Or Haganas, the hidden light. But where is that hidden light? That hidden light is in Beis Genazav. It's in that same place that Shabbos, that gift of Shabbos, comes from. So Shabbos, when a person enters, you notice it says Matana Tova. Hashem doesn't say, I'm giving you the Matana Tova. He says, Matana Tova Yeshli Bebeis Genazav. I have a Matana Tova. I have a great gift called Shabbos, and it's in my storehouse. And the light, if you want contact with that light of creation, that light of purity, the light of goodness, that light that has been filed away, the light that has been hidden, that light can be accessed, and that light can illuminate on Shabbos. But how does one do it? How do you make contact? How do you get that light? You have to enter Beis Genazav. You have to go into that place. This matana, this gift, Hashem didn't take it out and give us the gift. He kept the gift in the storehouse because that's where the light is. We have to go in. We have to go into that place. Rav Shor quotes, Rav Shor Shlita, his new sefer Nezer HaPasha, quotes from the Hilga Sfas Emes. And he says he heard this from his father, used to repeat it from the Sfas Emes. Ki lo hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShabbos misham rak nichnasin l'soch Beis Genazav. God didn't give Shabbos as a gift. If we want to tap into, if we want to draw from, if we want connection with the light of Shabbos, we have to go in. V'rak az yochol utom ha'mayin me'olam ha'bashol Shabbos, me'in olam ha'bashol Shabbos. If you want to taste a little bit of the world to come of Shabbos, then it's not a gift that's handed on a silver platter. We have to do the work. We have to enter that space and that place. We have to be in that mindset. We have to live that life. And not everybody gets there. Not everybody taps in. Not everybody gets that bright light. However, B'Chanukah, Gamkein Meir Organos, the Bnei Yisoschar writes in the name of the Rokeach, then in Chanukah, we also have that light, the Or Haganas, we can return to, we can bask in, we can illuminate, we can feel the warmth and the fuel and the energy of that light. V'yesh lomar, d'mahani Chanukah l'Shabbos, k'mosh Or Chanukah meir l'mata me'asara. And this way, Chanukah is even greater than Shabbos, because Shabbos, you have to enter that place, but Chanukah, the place enters you. Chanukah, you can light the candles lower than even 10. L'chol echad mi'Yisrael, Kain Or HaShabbos Yorod L'mata V'Shabbos Zuvi Yochol Adam B'Koch HaNeiros Chanukah Litom Or HaShabbos Gam Kain L'mata Afilom Inu Yochol Atzalos Atoch Beis Genazav. So an ordinary Shabbos, every other Shabbos, a Yid, a Jew has to climb that ladder. A Jew has to enter that place. You have to get into Beis Genazav to get that light. You have to have the mindset. You have to prepare. You have to have the perspective. You have to be in that place in order to be able to get that light. But Shabbos Chanukah, the light comes to you. We don't have to go into it. Shabbos Chanukah, because Chanukah, the menorah can be lit even below 10, even below where we say the Shechina ordinarily doesn't dwell, Chanukah it does. V'yachol ha'odem b'nechkoach ha'chatneiros Chanukah, litom or ha'Shabbos. Through the power of the combination of the lights of the Shabbos candles combined with the light of the menorah of Chanukah, these combined lights let us access Hashem in unprecedented and unparalleled ways. They let us connect to Hashem in places we ordinarily struggle or we can't always. The Gemara Shabbos says, Masha Amar Reb Zeira Amar Reb Masna Amar Rav Shmanim Psilah Shamar Chacham Ein Madlikim B'Shabbos Madlikim Behem B'Chanukah Bein B'Chol Ben B'Shabbos. The oils and the wicks that don't qualify to use on Shabbos, they qualify to use for Chanukah. Even though they don't meet the standard for Shabbos, but for Chanukah, we can use even an oil, an inferior oil, or a wick. And the Tefer Shlemer of Shlemer Radamsk and others say, you see from here, that even the Jew who struggles to connect for Shabbos, Shabbos gets old, Shabbos gets stale, Shabbos is complicated, Shabbos is a 25-hour essentially tainis dibur, because you can't text or use technology. Even for the Jew, the Yid who struggles to connect through Shabbos, but Chanukah, every Jew can connect. The very oils and wicks that you can't light for Shabbos, you can light for Chanukah. Shmanim apsilas she'in madikim b'Shabbos, shelo haya lehem aliyah b'Shabbos. Nevertheless, they can have an aliyah. They can elevate. They can illuminate when it comes to Chanukah. And this says Rosh Lomer of Damsk. This is what we say: Le'ose orim gedolim kili olam chasto. Orim gedolim are Shabbos and Chanukah. Shabbos is called or. Shabbos is called light, as in Menucha v'Simcha or la Yehudim. Chanukah is called light because it's the Or Hagonas, the hidden light, the light of the menorah that we continue to burn. Two of them together are called the Orim Gedolim. And the gift of La'osa Orim Gedolim, the two great lights of Shabbos and of Chanukah, Kili Olam Chasto. Oh, so Chevra, today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos, and it's not just Erev Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos Chanukah. And even if on an ordinary Friday you struggle to get into it, you don't have a skip in your step, and you're not preparing a Dvar Torah and a story, and you're not looking forward and savoring Shabbos, even that person, the Yid, who doesn't get lit by Shabbos can get lit by Chanukah. And the combination of these lights, wow, so bright. We can see things that we struggle to see. We can dispel so much darkness. We can connect in such a deep and deep way. So wake up. Wake up for the Shabbos Chanukah. You know, shofar, Rosh Hashanah, we wake up through the alarm, the sound of the shofar. Chanukah, we wake up because when someone turns the light on in the room, you say, oh, well, I'm awake. We light it up and we wake up. So wake up for the most beautiful Shabbos, a Heilige Shabbos, a Holy Shabbos, a Healthy Shabbos, a Happy Shabbos, a Shabbos Chanukah that's Rosh Chodesh, new beginnings and fresh start that's built on this combination of this light. Let us live a light and lit life, a happy, a healthy, and a holy Shabbos Chanukah Rosh Chodesh.